Happy Saturday, WCGA listeners. This is Woody. And if you can tell from my voice, I'm not real happy today. In fact, I'm as angry as I've been in a long time. Were I not so angry, my heart would be broken and I would be off sniveling somewhere in a corner. Because I realize, I think, after this week and the week before it, there just ain't any hope for this country. Our nation is filled with idiots, and unfortunately those idiots are the ones that are trying to lead us, to tell us that they know what it's all about. Well, you heard a couple of the ads this week teasing this program, but it's not a tease. I mean, it's true. I am angry, and I have taken everything that I had planned to do from this point forward. I have wadded it up, and I've thrown it out the window, because until I deal with this venom that's in my spirit right now, I'm not going to be able to go back and do what I want to do. There's some things that we need to talk about, and even if you think we don't, we're going to talk about them. Turn the radio off if you want to. I hope you don't. But I'm so certain that I'm right on this one that I'm going to be just a little more emotional than I normally am on this radio program. You have tuned in this morning to AM 1100 Wonderful Coastal Georgia, station call sign WCGA. I am Woody. I'm hosting a program we call The Bigger Picture, Unifying True Faith and Right Political Action. And I have seen in this last couple of weeks people that I at least respect moderately do some things that have put them in the category of, Lord forgive me, utter fools. Let me say what I say before every program so that you understand that I understand that I'm speaking opinion. And we all have a right to an opinion, just some opinions aren't worth very much. But we all in America have ours. And I've taken the opportunity to express mine. You're either a victim or you're lucky to hear what I'm going to say today and act on it. But my rhetoric is opinion, and it's based on my lifetime of reading and building a good personal library by trusted, accredited authors. Men with and women and some gals of a military and civilian background mixed. I have a military civilian background, and in both capacities, I've interacted with national shakers and movers. I've been a fly on the wall where the rubber meets the road around the globe. I know the emperor is naked, because all is plain to him that understands, according to the Word of God. I get it. I have books and personal experience that support my views, as well as the only book that really counts, and I've been through it a number of times, deeply. I have published my views in a book that has been well regarded by some significant men, not a whole lot, but significant men and women. And what I opine on this program, and particularly from henceforth forward, what I opine in that book and on this station is what I really believe, and it's why I say, like it or not, it is what I say, why I say what I say. I believe what my eyes and my experiences are telling me. Do you? America's in deep trouble. So what are you going to do about it? Okay, Woody, what are you so mad about? Because this country collectively does not understand that we are under dire existential threat. We're under existential threat from the outside, but even more loathsome is the fact that we're under existential attack from the inside. The Democrats a long time ago decided to destroy this country. I don't know why, unless somebody has promised those core of the Democrat Party and the leadership in the DNC that they're going to have a really splendid role in the new world, and they're willing to trash their country for it. But I have known for the Democrat. I know what the Democrats have been up to for a long time. I hung around a lot of them in Washington in official servant capacity. But I'm really ticked off at those who claim to be Christian, conservative Republicans with an understanding of what America needs to make it through this crisis. And in this last week, I found out that ain't the case. We have a bunch of either utter ignoramuses that are just vain, empty-headed stooges, or we have possibly embedded agents of Satan himself who have to this point fooled me and a lot of other people into thinking that really on our side we want to do things the right way like America did for so many years, with some tiny exceptions. Or we have those out there that are so vain, so egocentric, so narcissistic, though I hadn't seen it to this point, that they are willing, like the Democrats, to destroy the country for what they want. What are you talking about, Woody? I'm talking about a handful of people who have decided, well, I'm going to run for president because, you know, we got to mess with this, with Donald. He's a great guy and he's done good things for us, but, you know, we just got to be over Donald. We have to push him to the side, and we have to let those of us who, well, probably know how to do it, step forward and lead this country in a new direction, one that is based on what we think it should be, and we don't have a clue. And that's a fact. I want to start with Ron DeSantis. I encountered him a few years ago at 6:30 in the morning in the Longworth building. He was coming out of the gymnasium. I'm not a gym rat. I was coming out of the cafeteria because I had a meeting that morning at my request with my congressman, Congressman Yoho. And I had just finished breakfast and, you know, 6:45, 7 o'clock's not that early, but I'm still, the coffee hadn't, you know, done what it needed to do. And so I'm about to head up and see Congressman Yoho, and Ron DeSantis walks out of the gym, and I recognize him. Obviously, he's not going to know me from anybody, but I had Ted Yoho on my mind, and I said, oh, Congressman Yoho, hi. I mean, Congressman DeSantis, I'm sorry. Of course, he looked at me like I was an idiot, because I was, but I found out in the very brief discussion that followed that Congressman, Governor, former legal advisor to a Navy SEAL unit, didn't mean he was a SEAL, he advised them legally, really has the personality of a pine cone. He's obviously a bright guy, I guess. But some of us think because he's got a Harvard and a Yale imprimatur on him that that means something. It means nothing anymore. Those academic institutions began to be corrupted back in the 30s by the cultural Marxist, and I guess of all the institutions in this country that are bad, just use that word, it's those in the Ivy League and particularly Harvard and Yale, but the biggie would be Columbia because that's where the cancer began. But anyway, we have Congressman Governor DeSantis, and my heart breaks to speak of him this way because there's so much good about him. You know, he chose a really good wife. He's got a great family. He's done a great job in Florida. But Ron DeSantis has decided that loyalty doesn't mean anything. He doesn't understand that experience means something. And short-term success in the minor leagues does not necessarily guarantee anything in the big leagues. Talk to all those older guys playing in AAA that were one tool short of the big leagues, but they started off with some pretty great ambition. Mr. DeSantis, according to Ken Timmerman, a really good guy who's written a bunch of books, whose article I read today about Ron DeSantis, and he agrees in potential for being a really good and useful man. He's been a good governor. But Ron DeSantis doesn't know what waits for him with the deep state. Ladies and gentlemen, this nation is filled with cockroaches. And it's a cockroach that we've never seen before because it's got venom in it. And it can destroy. And the Democrat Party of this country, those that empower them, those that are aligned with them, those Gnostics, those culturally fixated individuals who believe that they need to destroy America for more than Mr. DeSantis can handle right now. But he stands up and says, well, you know, Donald Trump was nice to me and helped me get elected, but it really doesn't matter because I'm smarter than he is and I know more. And horse feathers, Ronnie DeSantis, you idiot. I've got a lot to say, and I'm going to say it this morning, but I'm going to say it after our break right now. I hope you'll sit with me. I'm going to try to be coherent. I'm going to try real hard. This is Angry Woody asking to come back after the break. God bless you.